Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of Mindful Mental Health Moments. For today's Mindful Moment, in honor of International Women's Day, we will be celebrating the everyday kind of phenomenal woman, all while exploring what it truly means to be a woman and step into your power. No matter where you were born, your socioeconomic status, where you're from, the one thing that women share in common is our resiliency. When we work together as women, we're clearly unstoppable. But what does it mean to really, truly step into your individual power as a woman? I want to really take the time out to celebrate the everyday phenomenal woman. There's so many of us who are doing incredible things in living these amazing lives and being a pillar for our family, our friends, our children, working, a stay-at-home mom. The range of what a phenomenal woman can be is so widespread. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for truly inspiring me along my journey. I'm so grateful to be a part of our community. So how can we shift our perspective in a way that allows us to truly step into our authenticity? Authenticity for me is such a big thing because I've been faced with so many challenges and had so many people telling me who I ought to be and what I should say and what I should look like that I really, really had to learn quickly. The most important opinion that I would ever have of myself came from me. And so I want to share some of the lessons that I've learned with you and the tips that have helped me along the way truly step into my authenticity as a woman. Number one, I feel like it starts with love. I'm raising two daughters, and if I can't teach them anything else, I will make sure that they learn what it means to truly love themselves over anything else. Because I think when you love yourself first, you're able to create the boundaries that you need. You're able to set limits with other people, and you're able to really value how you feel and how other people make you feel, and not being afraid to speak up for yourself and knowing what you're going to put up with and what you're not going to put up with. And so that's the first thing that I want my girls to learn and I would share with you, is to truly know and understand what it means to love yourself first. The other thing I will say about loving yourself first is that a lot of times women feel as though it's selfish to love themselves first. We have a hard time because we're so used to being nurturers and caretakers, whether we're taking care of our parents, our elderly parents, taking care of our children, taking care of our friends and family. I think that we oftentimes associate loving ourselves and putting ourselves first with selfishness. And I will say that that is a total myth, and that in order for you to truly care for others and pour into others, you have to be coming from a place of good health and happiness. And therefore, you have to pour into yourself first, and then you'll have more to give and spread elsewhere. The second thing I would say is confidence. History has already proved what we're capable of. If you have confidence in yourself, it doesn't really matter what anyone else says, and no one can really veer you off your purpose. If you truly believe in the things that you're doing, the things that you're saying, and who you are and what you're capable of, nothing else can really stand in your way. The last thing I will say that's equally as important is to surround yourself with people who help to amplify the voice that you already have. People are going to listen to you. People who are going to support you. People are going to believe you. Those are extremely important qualities and friendships and relationships that you would want to really look for when it comes to creating that community and that support system to help you along your journey. In honor of National Women's Month, let's remember that every woman holds within her the power to create change, to uplift others, and to stand tall in her authenticity. So, to all the phenomenal women out there, thank you for your strength, your resilience, and your unwavering determination. Together, we're unstoppable. So, keep shining that bright light and never forget the incredible force that you are in this world. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on B'nai Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit, And remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live Bene. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.